ASU later this semester plans to roll out what it believes is the first official biology lab done in virtual reality. It'll be a cell biology course with two more classes to come. Students working towards an online Bachelor's of Science degree in biology will take the VR lab, which features a drone named Dr. One, who can answer questions and offer assistance along the way. With me to talk more about this is Amy Pate, Manager of Instructional Design at the School of Life Sciences at ASU. And Amy, how is the VR actually incorporated into the labs?
The VR is used in three of our labs that normally students would take in a face-to-face environment, but now they're taking in an online environment. And there's three courses with 10 simulations within each course.
What does that replace?
Well, they're actually doing hands-on, but within a virtual environment. So this is strictly for our online program, so it's geared towards students who aren't able to come to campus. In other words, they might be deployed in the military or might be international students. And so they can't come to our face-to-face labs, so this is a virtual reality simulation of a lab where they learn exactly the same types of objectives as a traditional lab, but they use an online tool in order to do that.
So what kinds of things are they doing in the lab when they have the headset on?
So the labs that are being created by our ASU professors are actually done through a narrative. So there's actually a story that the students go through instead of just going to a classroom and doing a particular experiment. The online students actually will have kind of a real-world experience where they may have to go out into the field and collect samples and then bring those samples back to a virtual lab and run tests on them.
What is the cost associated with this? Because I know that college textbooks can be expensive, but I would imagine they're not quite as expensive as, for example, a VR headset.
Right. So the virtual headsets retail at about $400. What ASU has done is that we are actually allowing students to purchase them if they want to, but they can also receive them as loans through our bookstore. So they're really accessible to anyone.
What led you to want to do this? I mean, if nobody else has done this, what gave you the idea that, hey, this would be a good thing to try?
ASU is always looking for innovative ways to expand what we do. So we have a very wonderful, treasured model of the lab that we've used for years, and it's a standard. But I think we started looking at things as, what more could we do? How else could we engage with our students and connect with them? And once we started doing that, then virtual reality and some other technologies as well started coming forward. We were really lucky to be able to connect with Labster. We were actually using Labster before for about 3 years now with their 2D simulations. And so then when they partnered with Google, we were able to then develop these virtual reality 3D simulations with them.
What kind of feedback did you get from students who went through some of the testing of the system?
It was very positive. They were really enjoying it. They gave us great feedback on it, in which we made some minor adjustments. But overall, they really felt like it was very engaging. I know students said that the one I think that stands out to me is that a student said that she really enjoyed putting on the headsets because she actually then didn't look at her social media or anything else on her laptop. She was just fully engaged in the virtual world and the story that was going with it.
Have you heard from instructors that they are interested in doing this? I mean, have you gotten resistance from some instructors who are maybe a little hesitant to embrace this?
So I think our faculty at the School of Life Sciences are amazingly open to new ideas and new technologies. The three that we have are really great. I mean, they jumped on full force and were ready to go. There's always some skepticism whenever you try anything new. So I think that just like any new technology, it'll take some time for people to get used to and really embrace.
What do you think is the ultimate potential of using virtual reality in the classroom, either in the sciences or maybe even beyond, you know, the School of Life Sciences where you are?
I think virtual reality has a number of benefits to it that I think of in terms of science, but I'm sure they also apply to other disciplines. Some of those things are things like, in a virtual lab, students are allowed to make mistakes. And I think that's a really key part of their learning, is the ability to make mistakes, see what that outcome is, and then be able to say, you know what, let's go back, hit the redo button, try it again with different results, and understand what they did wrong. And so I think that's a really key aspect of virtual reality. And it seems to me like that would apply to a lot of disciplines.
Are there some areas where you think it might have less applicability? I'm thinking in, you know, like some bio labs where you're doing dissections, for example, or where you really need to do hands-on stuff. Might this technology be less helpful in some of those settings?
So I think, as always, there's a mix of skill sets that you have to learn as a student. And depending on what the student's goals are, they may need to add or they may want to add a hands-on lab as well, which they could do at their own community college that's nearby wherever they live and transfer that in. So certainly certain students may have needs that are different than just the virtual labs. But what we found is that a lot of our students don't go directly into a research laboratory situation. They vary in what their careers are. So I think the goals of our virtual labs are to really teach them skill sets like problem solving, cognitive thinking, you know, higher level thinking skills that'll really work no matter where they end up after they graduate.
All right. That's Amy Pate, Manager of Instructional Design at ASU School of Life Sciences. Amy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.